I'd like to consider a thought that I heard expressed in the prayer a couple times. I'd like to consider the idea of spiritual growth, growing in the Lord. I'd like to begin in the book of Exodus, Exodus the 23rd chapter. Begin with the 28th verse. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. Now this was a promise the Lord had given to the children of Israel of this land. This was their land, and the Lord had said that he would give it unto them and unto their seed. It was theirs to claim. He told them that every place that the sole of your foot will tread, that's yours. I give it unto you. There was a definite entering into the land of Canaan. Whenever they crossed over the Jordan River and entered into the Canaan land, but the battles weren't over, they were just beginning. I want us to realize this afternoon that serving the Lord is a journey. Yes. Serving the Lord is something wherein every one of us are to grow in the Lord. He said here that I'm not going to drive them out from before you all at once. But this is going to be something that you're going to take little by little. And I'm not talking about here a evolving into a Christian type mentality that we eventually outgrow sin. That's not what the plan of salvation is. There is a definite work of grace in the heart in salvation and in sanctification. But the journey's just beginning. It doesn't end on that day. And there is a taking more and more of the land. I've read that those who participate in the lottery, which we should not, ought not do, those that participate in the lottery with the hopes and the dreams of striking it rich, make plans, and I hear them talking about it at work that, well, this Powerball, it's coming up. If I win it, you're not going to see me anymore. I'm out of here. I'm not working, and they're making their plans, and they're pooling their money together. But I've read and been interested to know what happens to those that win the lottery. And statistics or studies show, this was reported by U.S. News and World Report, that bankruptcy rates among those that have won the lottery is significantly more than the average American within 3 to 5 years. Now, if we take that in and consider, if they win this large amount of money that they've been dreaming of and longing for and setting their plans and ambitions on, they win this money. Well, how is it within just a few years, it's all gone and they're declaring bankruptcy and they're right back to where they've started again? Well, I don't play the lottery, but I can relate maybe just a little bit and an effort that I have had to participate in, we'll put it that way, and that is weight loss. There are crash diets that you can participate in, of which I have, where you can lose a significant amount of weight in a short amount of time. But I've heard that wisdom says that's not the best way to go about it. Well, whenever I'm wanting to lose some weight, I want to get it off as quickly as I can. Because it's not a fun process. I don't know about anyone, but it's not something I do for enjoyment. So I want it to be over with just as quick as I can and as much result as I can see in a short amount of time. But the problem is, if I don't do something differently, if I don't change my behavior, whenever this is over, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to go right back into the same place that I was. So the Lord is saying here to the Israelites, whenever I take you into this land, I'm not just going to bring you here and boom, here it all is. And it's all yours and all the inhabitants of the land have fled before you. But there's a part that you've got to play here in growing into to possess the land. Now, I hope we see the connection between the examples that we've used. The lottery, those that have not learned how to use what they have, before they ever get to that place, don't know how to use what they have after they get to that place. And it so often vanishes and evaporates before them. Folks, this salvation is about more than a flash in the pan. This is not about I've been to air shows and I've remember seeing jet truck. Three jet engines, I believe it was, mounted on the back of a semi-truck. And I remember just the awe of watching that and watching it fire up. And you could feel from the observation line, you could feel the heat wave from those engines. You could see the fire shooting out the back of it, and it's a great show, and it takes off and with a flash, and it's gone, and then it's over. In just, I don't know, a quarter mile or half mile or whatever the run is, and it's over, and I don't guess the fuel's exhausted, or at least the runway is exhausted. That's not what our experience with the Lord is supposed to be. There are many who start out with a flash and start out with a great show, but the Lord wants us to possess our inheritance. The Lord wants us to possess the land that He's given us, to grow into it. You know, we can look at those that have gone before us, and I hope we do, because I believe the Scripture tells us to mark the perfect man and behold the upright. You know, I can get discouraged sometimes, look and say, I'm just not there. I want to be there, and I try to be there, and it just seems like I don't have the faith that they have, or I'm not to that place yet. I want us to realize the Lord wants us to grow ourselves. And I believe that the Lord wants us to be understanding of those who are coming along who are growing and learning and trying to possess the land that the Lord has for every one of us. This is not about as much progress as we can make in a short amount of time. This is more of a marathon than it is a sprint. It is the man that endureth to the end that shall be saved. The end of a thing is better than the beginning of it. To have the fulfillment of it and a thing completed is better than to just start a thing and stop. So I want us this afternoon to consider the thought of growing in the Lord. And I trust that that is our desire, every one of us. Lord, I want to grow. I see some areas and some opportunities that I can be higher and further than what I am. But where the enemy would like to come along and discourage us and hinder us, the Lord wants us to realize that we grow little by little. That we grow by, I remember as a child when I always, especially as being the youngest of three boys, when I was really young, I never could get big enough fast enough. My brothers were always bigger than me, and it seemed like the time would just never come soon enough. But you don't measure your growth the same day. You measure your growth more by over time and realizing now how you've grown. You know, in our walk with the Lord, sometimes we may get discouraged and wonder, am I getting anywhere? But I trust that we can look back and be able to see and recognize I'm making progress. I'm growing by the Lord's help. I am so thankful that the Lord is long-suffering. You know, the Lord wants us to be long-suffering as well then. That we not get discouraged whenever I don't see the immediate results that I want to see. I'll try to be a little more specific. You know, there are things that we do to grow. But you may not see the immediate results of that. We eat, but you may not see the immediate results of it. If we go to the Word of God only expecting immediate fulfillment or blessing, we'll find it many times. But it's about more than that. This is about the long game. This is about us investing in something here that I want to grow. Whether I feel a great inspiration or not, there's something I need to invest in. And I can know that if I don't grow weary in well-doing, in due season I will reap if I faint not. That we are not to get discouraged, but to stand fast. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. First Timothy 4:7 says, "Refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." Now it doesn't say bodily exercise profiteth nothing, that there's no benefit or profit to it, but it's secondary to a spiritual growth and to a spiritual exercise. But there is something from bodily exercise that I believe we can take a lesson from. Those who, Paul talked about it, those who would win a race, that they're willing to put everything into it. They do it for a corruptible crown, but we for an incorruptible. They're willing to discipline themselves. They're willing to deny themselves. They're willing to invest day in and day out, whether they feel like it or not, because I have a goal in mind that I want to be able to win this thing. I want to run the race to be able to win. Well, that ought to be every one of our objective and goal as well. I've got a crown that I'm striving for. I've got a place that I want to get to. I've got a race that I'm running. It's going to require some perseverance. It's going to require some self-discipline. It's going to require saying no to myself. It's going to require putting one foot in front of the other and not stopping until I get there. Exercise, well, some people seem to really enjoy it. But there are other things that it's easier to do, put it that way. For instance, hitting the snooze button. It's so much easier. But you know, if you've got a goal in mind, there's something that I want to get to here. And there's an investment day in and day out with consistency. Whether or not you see whether somebody preparing for a triathlon or whatever it is, they don't begin preparing 2 days in advance. They're preparing months in advance, realizing I've got to stick with this thing all the way to the final race. I've got to continue investing in this and preparing myself for it. And I believe in many ways our walk with the Lord, we're going to have to realize that it's about more than what I see right here and right now. I'm investing in something by the things that I do. It's exercise. Exercise takes time. Exercise stretches us. It pushes us sometimes beyond our comfort zone. You know, the Lord would like to do that sometimes as well. You know, there's a good place to exercise. Well, there's one good place is Wednesday night prayer meeting. You want to talk about some stretching? But that's how muscle is built. You tear the muscle fibers and they rebuild a little stronger. You know, whether I stumble and falter over my words and feel like I made a flop when I prayed or when I testified or whatever it was, you know, there's an exercise. And there is a profit that comes with that, with us investing in something here that causes me to grow. We grow many times through adversity. The very things that we would try to escape in and of ourselves. The Lord knows what it takes for us to grow. And the Lord is faithful to send our way the things that are causing us to grow. You know, some of the times where I've dug into the Word the most is when I've been challenged. When I've been confronted or I've been challenged with something or I've encountered somebody that had a challenged me on a line that I thought, and I'm going to have to go dig here. I'm going to have to go spend some time here with the Lord studying and researching this. Well, the scripture says in Hebrews, the 5th chapter, about our spiritual senses. And it's talking about a process of growing here. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need the one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. There is an expectation that we have. As a child advances, that you act like it. That there are some stepping stones and building blocks we don't expect of a 2-year-old, what we expect of an 8-year-old. There are different expectations, but there is an expectation that the child grows and develops, and I believe the Lord has that expectation of us. No matter where we are along the journey, I believe there's some places of growth that the Lord wants us to be able to grow in grace. By reason of use, you know what that sounds like to me? Some practice. I'm going to have to put it into practice. I hear the message, and I go put it into practice. I read the Word of God, and now I go put it into practice. And I continue to use that in repetition. This isn't about a spiritual experience of just by rote and by repetition, but it is for us to have a consistency in our lives. That this isn't just about whenever the saints are around and whenever I feel something stirring me in service and then that's the end of it. There is to be a putting into practice. There is to be an exercising myself in that thing, that I can grow into that, that I can go into that place that the Lord has opened up to me. If I don't go in, the Lord's not hardly going to be able to open up something else for me to go into. I've got to possess my possession. I've got to go into and possess the land the Lord shows me by reason of use. I use that and I use that and I put it into practice. And by that, we grow. There's a saying that goes, practice makes perfect. There were, in olden times, or antiquity, one of the weapons that was used was a sling. Well, we know that, of course, by David. See how the Lord was able to use a sling and a stone? Well, I don't think that was likely the first time David had ever used a stone and a sling. I think it's very likely, by him being a shepherd, that he used that in his occupation. He probably had a lot of time. I don't think it'd be much of a stretch to imagine that David, in some of his free time, was practicing. Some stones that he had with him or found, he's practicing with a sling. Well, it wasn't David's skill in and of itself that won that battle. It was the Lord. But the Lord used that. You know, the Lord wants us to give ourselves to spiritual exercise, to give ourselves to the things that are going to win us spiritual victories. That we not be lazy about our spiritual walk with the Lord. That I not just go along and expect that the Lord's going to do it all. The Lord has an expectation for me as well, that I'm going to grow into the grace that He has for me. Well, I've been amazed in thinking about those slingers and reading about them. They were able to have a greater accuracy than even the archers. And in many cases, a greater range. Over 500 feet, it's said that they could launch a stone at speeds of up to or exceeding 100 miles per hour. And it wasn't as if I were to take a sling, you wouldn't be safe anywhere in a 360-degree radius of me. Because I'm swinging that thing, and when I let go, I'm just going to see where it goes. That's not the way they did their warfare. It wasn't just by chance. They were very skilled in what they were doing. And it was a very effective weapon of war. that was able to kill the enemy by a direct hit. Well, they didn't just pick up a sling when the battle came. They practiced and practiced and practiced. They started teaching their children. They were known as the one particular people is known as the Balearic slingers. They taught their children from a very young age to play with a sling, and whenever they began learning how to use it, they would take their food on top of a pole. They would set the pole in the ground and they'd say, "There's your dinner. You've got to strike it down with a rock out of your sling. And if you wanted to eat today, you're going to continue practicing. You might miss. You might not hit your mark at first, but you're going to continue practicing and continue practicing until you're able to hit that mark." You know, I believe the Lord wants us to have the same kind of seriousness about His things. That this isn't just a half-hearted, haphazard thing here. But I want to give myself wholeheartedly. And Paul told Timothy something to that effect. He said, "Timothy, give yourself to study and to exhortation. Give yourself to these things. Meditate in them. Give yourself wholly to these things, that your profiting may appear unto all." This will be a benefit to you, Timothy. Whenever your battle comes, you're going to need this. There are going to be some others that are going to need this. Folks, we don't want to be as those who Paul said, they fight as just beating the air. Shadow boxing. They're expending a lot of energy, but not landing many direct hits. Folks, the Lord wants to teach us how to engage in spiritual warfare. He wants us to be skilled. That's not in our ability. The Lord wants, David said, "Lord, teach my hands to war. Lord, teach me how to do warfare against the enemy. Lord, teach me what to do when the enemy comes with his accusations. Lord, teach me what to do in those kind of times. Lord, whenever I feel depression setting in, Lord, teach me what to do. Give me some weapons that are effective against those things." The Lord wants to give us, to help us to grow, to give us some things in our hands that we can become skilled with in our warfare against the enemy of our souls. But it's going to require something on our part. By reason of use, they've exercised to this. They've put it into practice. Whatever your hand finds to do, the scripture says, do it with all your might. I'd like to look at a scripture in the book of Mark. Mark, the 4th chapter, the 26th verse. And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. The kingdom of heaven is like unto this seed." Well, a farmer can't go out and force this seed to become a plant. You can't extract a plant out of a seed. It's got to grow. There's really no taking shortcuts. There's not a microwave version. My wife likes to garden, and I like for her to garden. I like to enjoy, and I try to help some. But I enjoy the fruits and vegetables of her labors. But if it was me, I'd sure like to put it in the ground and come back tomorrow and it's ready to eat. But the scripture says the husbandman hath long patience and waiteth for it and invests in it until the time that it's ripe. Folks, if we do our part, the Lord will do His part. If we invest and we are faithful and we are consistent in cultivating the soil, I say, "Lord, I don't know how to grow my faith. Lord, how do I deepen down in You? Lord, how do I have more wisdom?" None of us can make that happen. None of us, by taking one thought, can even add a cubit to our stature. Much less can I, by taking thought, make myself more wise or give myself more patience or cause myself to have the grace of forgiveness. Those are things that the Lord does. that the Lord gives us. But there's a part that we have to play in this. And if we'll do our part, folks, we'll see that seed begin to grow. As we consistently give it the water and expose it to the sun, it will do its thing. It will grow forth over time. So Lord, help us to be faithful, not give up, not be discouraged, to have a goal in mind. Lord, I want to be closer to you. And I know it's not just going to come by a dump truck load on me overnight. The Lord's going to send some things that are going to cause me to have to exercise some things He's shown me. It's going to cause me to have to push myself beyond my comfort zone. And by that, I start to grow. But I want to be able, the next time I see you all, I want to be able to recognize in my own life, amen, I've grown. Maybe it was little by little, but I can look back and I can recognize now. You see it with somebody that maybe doesn't see your children for a while. If you're with them every day, you don't recognize the change. But with somebody that hadn't seen them for a while, say, wow, you've grown. Folks, I want my profiting to appear. Yes. Not for my glory or for... But folks, I'm here not to shadow box. I'm here because I want to be successful. And I'm here because I want you all to be successful. I want us to be able to land some blows on the enemy. I want us to be able to gain some victories. I want us to be able to be stronger even than what we are today. And you know, even more than I want it, the Lord wants it. You know, the Lord knows how to grow us and strengthen us. Are we willing? Because it may not come the way that I want it. But the Lord will be faithful to give us the opportunity to grow into the place that He wants me to fill. 2 Peter, the third chapter. I believe Paul told Timothy also, he said, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Those are some of those things that we have a part in. 2 Peter, the third chapter, familiar verse, the last of Peter's writings, it says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. The Lord wants us to come into more of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The Lord doesn't want us to linger forever in the state of a babe, or can I even say in the state where we are now, yes, wherever that might be. I believe that this isn't like growing into adulthood where I say now I've reached a place I'm not going to grow anymore. I'm there. I don't believe we reach that in the Lord to say I have arrived. Because Paul himself said, I don't count myself to have apprehended. But he was pressing forward for something more. And he was willing to do away with some of the things that were, had been important to him. He said that I might win Christ. You know, the things that we may from time to time recognize lacks in our life. Maybe I realize I've got a lack of patience. Maybe I realize I struggle with forgiveness or resentment or bitterness or whatever the case might be. You know, I can struggle with, Lord, how do I do that? How do I improve that? How do I fix that? You know where the answer is found? Is in Christ. He is our all in all. He is the fullness. And if we partake more of Him and of His likeness, it'll fill those needs in our life. It's found in Him. So may the Lord help and encourage each one of us as we go from here. Lord, I want to grow in You. Yes. And it's a recognition, Lord, this is a long-range process. This isn't just something that happens during revival and it's over. But now there's the opportunity. I need to go put some things into practice now. Lord, help me now to exercise myself Help me to invest in my spiritual growth, to give myself wholly to this. If we do, we can be assured that we'll reap. We can be assured that we'll find ourselves down the road closer to the Lord and more like Him. You pray for me.